Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it's a beautiful day here in the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth. And I just want to remind you about the last part of the Lord's Prayer. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. So don't get all confused about whose kingdom this is, whether it be the banker's kingdom or the kingdom of Christ Jesus. It's the kingdom of Christ Jesus, and he's the king of it. Well, I got news today. I got some local Austinite news. Some of my friends in at the Truth Seekers in Austin sent me an email about the City Hall proposing Austin taxpayers pay for $278 million worth of tax subsidies to some developers. And they're called the South Central Waterfront Property Owners. I don't think that's the name. That's where they're from or whatever. But let me see if I can. I don't see the. Apparently, there's four different groups involved in this development. And it's a 118-acre development, and it's going to be basically the second town, second downtown area. Apparently, the four developers are the Cox family, and they say they're the 14th wealthiest family in the world, worth $34.5 billion. The second group is World-Class Properties, headed up by scandal-entangled Nate Paul, who was raided by the FBI and is entangled in scandals. Wow. Let me cough just a second. Hang on. Okay, and then the third development group is Endeavor Real Estate Group, the largest developer in Central and South Texas, who together with their lobbyists are the largest contributors to the Austin City Council candidates. Then the fourth developer and last is the CWS Capital Partners, which owns $5 billion worth of luxury apartments across the country. Now, they formed a group here. I'm going to see if I can find their name here. I think that they use another popular name there. Oh, here it is. They go by TAG, not the TAG you're familiar with, but another group. Taxpayers Against Giveaways, that kind of tag. There's another tag in Austin, and I think that's Texas. I can't remember what it is. But let's see. Okay, it says here, the SCWF contains some of the most valuable property in Austin with 118 acres on South Shore, of Lady Bird Lake adjacent to downtown. Developers plan to build Austin's second downtown with 6.2 million additional square feet of luxury condominium towers, high-end skyscrapers, lavish hotels. All the SCWF properties are currently valued on the tax rolls at $824 million. When completed, this massive private development is projected to be worth at least $8.5 billion. The SCWF, now let me see if I can get the what that's really, okay, it's called the South Central Waterfront. No, South, that's what it is. SCWF is the South Central Waterfront. Okay, the SCWF developers and their well-paid lobbyists allege that scant evidence that the SCWF development is not financially viable for the uber-rich property owners without massive tax subsidies. City staff has recommended at least $278 million in property taxes over a number of years be diverted from the general revenue to the SCWF's infrastructure. This revenue then would be available for this revenue then would not be available for Austinites' needs. Okay, so you can view this report online and download it, and you can sign their petition. It says here, TAG has a petition to City Hall. They already have 1,100-plus signers and growing against the tax giveaway. So let me see, to get to their main website, I think that's, I'll find this down here, I think now. I think it's actually, where is it? I wrote it in here somewhere. Now I can't find it. Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna read you now my response to this email, and I think you're gonna like it because I see this over and over and over again. People get so upset when thieves and criminals spend money on projects that the victims of the theft don't like or don't appreciate, and it's kind of like it's kind of like being on a stagecoach when you get robbed, and it's okay if you spend if the robbers spend some of the money that they steal from you on things that you like better, closer stagecoach routes, better downtown areas with less dust and cattle. But if you spend it on yourselves with dance hall girls and liquor, then they get all upset. But they don't seem to mind the robbery. I mean, it's okay to rob them. Just spend the money on the right stuff to make us happy. Don't be blowing the money on the dance hall girls and the booze. Well, anyway, so I write this. It is just as evil to use property taxes for public schools, maybe more so, than to spend it on these developments, private developments. The reason is that the levy and collection of property tax is unlawful. That's the unlawful part. That's the part you ought to be raising hell about. Don't take money for us to occupy our property. Do not confiscate our property. Do not charge us rent to occupy it. It's ours. If you own your home, you own your home. You don't owe the government to live in your home or to own your business. You don't owe the government to possess your business or your business property. You don't owe the government to possess tools or even the products you make. The sole purpose of public education is to teach the student how to defend their property, consisting of life, liberty, and possessions. That's really stated in Article 7, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution. This cannot be taught when the very means of paying for public school aliens your unalienable property, home, business, tools, and products. In America, the people were to hold their property with an unalienable allodial title that is unencumbered by any superior, like royalty. You are to own your property like a king or queen. Property tax is a misnomer. It is really the confiscation of property and conversion of the true property owner to a tenant who pays rent to the landlord. This is called feudalism. That is unlawful in America. I don't give a damn what you spend the money on. If it's property tax, it is theft. It is criminal theft. Now, in the case before us, the people are upset because the use of the unlawful booty is being used to further enrich the super wealthy and their developments for themselves and other super wealthy folks in the Austin area. This is like being upset because the stagecoach robbers are spending the stolen money on booze and dance hall girls, rather than on building new stagecoach line. I mean, isn't that stupid? Can robbers justify their theft and purify their intentions by spending the booty on worthy causes? Would it be okay if they gave 10% of it away to the blind or something? This doesn't make sense. And it keeps coming up all the time. But the people don't get upset until they don't like the way the booty is being spent. That's not the object, folks. The object, it was just stolen from you to start with. They don't have a right to take money from you to live in your home or to operate your business or to own tools to produce your work, to produce products, or the products after you make them. The argument against the alienation of your property and the extorted rent from it is that it should be spent on worthy projects like roads and public education. That's ridiculous. Yet it is the confiscation of property and the eternal rent extorted from the true owner which alters the relationship between the governed and the governing. In the beginning in America, the people were the governed owners of their unalienable property, and they created the governing to protect that property. And that, by the way, meant the ownership of the property, meaning to prevent it from being aliened by another. When the state aliens their property, they confiscate their property, making the state the property owner, and the true owners become tenants. This completely inverts the role of the government and the citizen, making the citizen the servant of the state, rather than the government the servant of the people that own the property. This ain't America. But it's not the use of booty that makes it unlawful, but the alienation or theft of the property and the extorted rent to start with that makes it unlawful. Wouldn't it be nice if we were recognized by the state we created as the royalty we are who own our unalienable property, rather than mere tenants and servants of the state? this is what was intended by our founders, and we have lost it all. And we bitch about how liars, thieves, and criminals use it. If only they would build new schools. Really? Our schools pump out criminals that are dangerous to our property. Public schools cannot make theft lawful or truly educate the population. Well, that pretty much concludes it. I wrote that in my email that people listen to our show today to hear this. And also, please go look at my website that proves everything I'm saying here. It's at suet.org, avgcad.html. That means suet, like sue something, suet.org/ Avery versus GCAD or Guadalupe County Appraisal District. That's what it means. It's avgcad.html. So there it is. Go to that website, suet.org/avgcad.html. There you will find out that what I'm saying is absolutely true. Now, even though I sued them and proved all these points by the founders, they still ruled against me. Once again, proving the courts in this country, in the state of Texas, defend tyranny. They defend their own tyranny against the people. They are protective of state crimes. And they produce no evidence in this whole case from any founder that refuted anything that I had said or any point that I had shown. Whereas I had Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, the father of the American Revolution, and John Adams, the third president, and John Locke, who is considered to be one of the two main men responsible for the American view of human liberty. And that was stated by Thomas Jefferson, who also had said that it's obvious that he used John Locke's Second Treatise of Government to write the Declaration of Independence. So, there you have it about this Austin, these developers that are going to make Shangri-La for their big rich friends, and they're going to use a lot of stolen booty from the serfs, from the tenants and the serfs. The vassal subjects, the vassal slaves, are going to pay for these super wealthy people to live in Shangri-La, built by the sweat and booty given up by the vassal subjects. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? And we're worried about Putin. We shouldn't be worried about Putin or the Ukraine either. This country has been plundered, and it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. There's going to be more super wealthy or fewer super wealthy and lots more vassal subjects and slaves. So we don't want this, folks. We want lawful government, and that's the only thing that'll slow this down. Not anything else short of lawful government. We need it. We need it now. All right. We'll be right back after this. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I wanted to, now that I've covered the property tax, let's not call it property tax, folks. Let's call it property confiscation. That's what it really is. It's there are rules to lawful taxation. And property tax violates these rules, because to have a lawful tax, it must not threaten the ownership of property, nor lien it, nor damage it. And that's what that property tax must lien property. That's what it does. It puts a lien on it by the government. If you don't pay something, then they follow through with the lien, and they either have a bidder come in and pay the taxes, and they become the new tenants, or you pay it. You either pay what it is the extortion. You either pay the extortion or you lose it to somebody else that will pay the extortion. And in fact, nobody owns property anymore at all. It's just we're all tenants, and we don't really transfer property. We transfer the lease, the state lease that we have. So when you buy property, you're really buying a lease. You've purchased a state lease on the property. But that's not the way it's supposed to be in the United States of America. In every state of the union, you're supposed to own your property with an unalienable allodial title, like a king and a queen. Nobody can alien. They can't force you to do things, perform tasks, or pay them money in order to keep your property, to occupy and use your property. So, now that we are all vassal slaves and subjects and tenants on the land, owning nothing, by the way, that's also the definition of slavery. He that owns nothing, that's what a slave is. So now the slaves, we're all concerned about freedom and liberty in the Ukraine and this awful Putin guy. All the slaves, our slave masters has stirred up the slaves to be against Putin in the Ukraine. And doesn't it make you think there's something fishy going on, isn't it? Wasn't it kind of a bizarre that all this popped up right around the time that Trudeau became an abject tyrant, when all the people were rising up against his COVID-19 tyrannical mandates, the injection mandates? He become an absolute tyrant, and all the people were so upset they had the largest truck rally, semi-trailer truck rally in the world, and it converged on the Ontario, on the capital, and filled the place up. And they were camping in the street until it was removed. And isn't it funny that they had this same tyrannical Trudeau give a speech before the European Parliament? What a joke! And what was this all the this European Parliament was to discuss this Ukrainian thing, and the whole thing about Trudeau's speech was how we cannot let the Ukraine down. We must come to their rescue against the horrible tyrant that Putin is. Are you kidding me? Six of them, at least six of the representatives there, called him out big time on that. You shouldn't even be in this meeting, and you certainly shouldn't be talking to us as an abject tyrant. Supposedly talking about another one. Well, I'm going to tell you, I think this whole Ukrainian crisis was cooked up because Trudeau himself had become such a tyrant that the West didn't know how to repair him without creating this situation that they could accuse Putin of being a tyrant to protect his own people in the Ukraine. But we'll be right back, so hang tight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
These are the things we can do without. I love it. Well, one of the things we can do without, I've mentioned, is confiscation of property. The so-called, quote, property tax, unquote. That's what we can do without. And another thing we can do without is tyrants here at home and in Canada, right next door. We don't have to go over to Russia to find a tyrant. Okay, well, I'm going to take some calls, and Melissa from Maryland, you're up next.
Okay, hi there. Good afternoon. If I've already asked you about this, you can just tell me, because it's not beyond me to ask the same thing 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 times. But what I'm trying to find out is, can you discuss the U.S. census with me? Do you know about the U.S. census?
The U.S. what?
Census.
Did you say the U.S. tax system?
Census.
Census system.
Every 10 years, decennial census. Can you discuss that with me?
I can't discuss the census system at all. I don't. Do you have something important about to tell us about the census system?
Well, I just wanted you to clarify something. See, it's my understanding that once the census is taken, there's like a cutoff time for the census to be taken, and then the Bureau works with the numbers, and then they contact each one of the states and tell them how many U.S. House slots they have. And I wondered if you could tell us about that process and how it works, that it's actually the Census Bureau that decides how many House seats that each state gets. Can you discuss that?
Well, I'm sure that the only thing I can say about it is what I know. It's still based on the same numbers that provide for House of Representatives. It's always 100 senators. You're never going to change that.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, and I think that is prescribed by the Constitution that it be 100 senators.
Yes.
And I know the purpose of that. It's so that the larger states don't outweigh the smaller states. But what I'm specifically trying to figure out is it the Census Bureau that began deviating from what was prescribed, because we're not supposed to have the bulging, overburdened U.S. House districts that we have. They're not supposed to be as high as 600,000, 660,000, whatever they may be. They're supposed to be, you know, far below that number. And I'm trying to find out why the census feels like it has the authority to do that, and when we converted from having manageable, reasonable House districts to getting the overburdened House districts that we have now.
I wouldn't invest my time in chasing that down. When the whole government is dissolved, when the federal government is dissolved by alteration of its provisions by law without amendment or approval by the people, you have a dissolved government. That's what we have. And I don't care if Texas had 60,000 representatives up there. It's still dissolved, and it's tyrannical. And that's not the way you fix a dissolved government. You cannot elect more and better people to sit in dissolved offices. It doesn't work that way. What you have is out of control government that is not regulated by a constitution. It's tyrannical, and I don't care. If I felt confident that the government was legal and lawful, and that our representatives who are we can't call them our representatives, just these people up there, had they maintained their authority, and there's only one way for a nation to maintain its authority, its government, is by conformity to that which constituted it. And our people in, or these people in government, in the U.S. government, have not maintained conformity to its constitutional provisions that created it. They've altered those provisions by law without amendment. Well, that's just flat dissolution. And that's why we're in this shape. None of these people are following the law. These people don't follow law. These people do what they can get away with.
Okay, I understand that. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
All right. I hate to kind of throw cold water on that, but and if you want to, people want to do that kind of stuff, kind of patch around, get some duct tape on our government and try to do something like that, I don't know. But I don't see that as a promising solution. I know we had a caller a week or so ago that said we ought to have something closer to I don't know, what was it, 7,000 representatives or some, some ridiculous number. And would that fix it? I mean, you know, it is so far off that I believe the only solution to modern tyranny today in America is simply to quit trying to fuss around with a dissolved tyrannical government and just simply create a new one. Create a new lawful, constitute a new lawful government completely from scratch. No amendments, no alter this, no ask them if we can change this, no convention of states where somebody is still have to get out on your knees and ask them to have a convention. None of that. To hell with all of that. They've already dissolved themselves. They have no authority to do anything. About the only lawful thing they can do is vacate the premises, get off the property of the government. Vacate Washington, D.C., get out of there. Those are our buildings. Just get out. We've made a new government. Here it is. This is how it's constituted. This is the new Constitution. And you guys can't play. You guys don't get to be a part of creating the new Constitution. You've already proven you don't know jack squat about lawful government. You couldn't tell a person what a republic is at gunpoint. You don't know the limits of government. You couldn't tell somebody the limits of government at gunpoint. You couldn't do lawful government if you wanted to, because they don't know what it is. These people flat do not study government. They didn't get in those offices by studying lawful government, what it consists of. They just know the ropes. Lawful government is a whole lot more than just knowing the ropes. That's just corruption. What that means is they know how to work corruption to their benefit. Well, is that what we want? And do we want more of those kind of people? We need to be studying what lawful government is. And there are books about that. And I recommend, if you haven't started reading the Second Treatise of Government by John Locke, you're just always going to be perplexed by what government is and what it's doing. This guy wrote that book in 1689, and no one has ever been able to refute it. This guy laid down the principles of lawful government. He called it the principles of property, and he's correct. And you can even expound on them and expand them further and still be correct if you know the principles. In the day that John Locke wrote, there were no, quote, property taxes, unquote. That's why he did not address them in the Second Treatise of Government. The only country that had property taxes, as we know them, in that period of time was Holland. And it was a miserable disaster. It was a monarchy, and the nation of Holland had property taxes, and the people couldn't maintain their property with them. They couldn't profit even by renting their property because the taxes were so high on it based on their value that it was a disaster. And so, and they weren't, we're definitely not supposed to have them here. And John Locke wrote on why that you can't have them. And so did Thomas Jefferson. And so did John Adams. I don't know. People should, I would recommend another book, The Law. It's a short book. I kind of call it John Locke on steroids. Oh, boy. Hey, I see that Lark just called. He's going to want to say something about this. I'm good. Hey, Lark, how you doing?
Not too bad, Ron. How does it feel to be the last sane man on Earth?
What was that again?
What's it like feeling like the last sane man on Earth?
What's the last man on Earth?
The last sane, opposite of insane.
I'm having a hard time getting this. I don't know why. Sometimes I can't make out words. You have to go a little longer to make me understand what you said.
I was trying to be cute there, Ron. I was saying, what is it like to be the last sane, S-A-N-E, man on Earth?
I got it now. Perfectly clear. Are you saying that I'm the last sane man on Earth? Well, I think you hold my views, so there's at least two of us.
That's what I was going to say, too, you know, but I didn't want to put myself in such exalted company. you know, uninvited, so to speak.
Yeah, well, no, you jump in. Yeah. No, you feel free to jump in, and anybody else, too. Join us.
You know, I remember when I first started listening to internet radio, they used to talk about something called the Castle Doctrine.
Yes.
And I've long thought there was something wrong with this damn place called America, this place I was born. And it really boils down just really one word. It boils down to the word property.
It sure does, Lark.
That is what is at stake, y'all. It is property. And, of course, you have to define this word to your own satisfaction. But, you know, if you own nothing else in this life that you can lay claim over that of any other claim by another man, that would be your own body.
Amen.
And your own mind.
Amen.
And, you know, that place you hang your hat up at night is all important because, I mean, we are a land-dwelling creature.
Absolutely.
We need land.
Absolutely.
And we need
to sustain us.
And we need a place that we can build and build upon that we can call really our castle.
Yes.
You know, and that really is our body, our minds, and that place where we hang our hat up at night, for God's sake.
That's right.
And
Mark, I want to say something about that, too. And here's what we can't have. You know, some people will say, well, don't we have that now? Well, no, you don't, because right now, if somebody doesn't like you or if a group of people doesn't like you, they can boycott you. And when you have to pay annually on the value of your property to keep it, they can actually drive you off your property. And that was not what property is. Property is when you own property, nobody can drive you off of it without your permission. I mean, because you're not paying anybody to stay there. You don't pay anybody ever to stay there. You own it and nobody can take it from you, not even another king. So anyway, continue, Lark. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there.
I was gonna say, you know, there was a word coined sometime back in the 80s or the 90s, and the word was McJob. You know, like from McDonald's, McJob, J-O-B.
McJob.
Well, a McJob. Well, this was coined by a guy named Amitai Etzioni. And his real name is Werner Falk. But this is a guy that heads up the Institute of American Communitarian Policy Studies. How about that? George Washington University. And he is called by some the everything expert and the father of communitarianism and all this other nonsense. But let me tell you, in 2008, I used to own a McMansion. But I didn't really own that house. And hell, my accountant told me I was a millionaire.
Yeah.
On paper. And I sure didn't feel it because, you know, I paid $7,000 a year for property taxes at that damn McMansion that I was told was mine, and I was a millionaire.
That's right. And, I don't care how rich you are. You still don't own anything.
And I wanted to find out, well, where's that $7,000 a year going? And it's to support these public schools so that these kids can get indoctrinated into cultural Marxism and, you know, how to be how to go along, to get along and be politically correct. And, you know, they weren't taught how to think. They're taught what to think.
Yeah, they're even taught that you don't own property. They're taught that you don't own property, that you have to get permission to do anything with property.
Yeah, well, I don't want to bedevil the point, so to speak, you know. But you know, so long as you can't own property, again, that includes your own mind, your own body. After all, your body is the temple of your soul. You know, as long as you live in the material plane of existence, if you can't own that and place you hang your hat up at night, I mean, you're living like a slave. You might as well be an interloper, a vagabond, a squatter, a beggar.
That's right. Live under a bridge. Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know this, but that word apply, you know, like you apply for a job and you apply for this and you apply for that. The root of that word is in the English word to beg.
To beg, yes, yeah.
That's right.
Wow. Well, Lark, that was very interesting, man. I appreciate your call.
All right, I'm going to let you.
Okay.
All right, it's good
to
hear
you, man.
That
was very helpful. Thank you. Yeah. All right, Ed.
Bye-bye.
Ed from Iowa, you're up next.
Hello there, Ron. How are you?
Real good.
Long time no speak to you.
Yeah, I recognize your voice. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you a question. You mentioned a while ago that there was something wrong with our Constitution. What do you see wrong with our Constitution?
It's dissolved.
Dissolved. How is it dissolved?
Well, when you alter when a government alters the provisions of it by law without approval of the people by amendment, it's dissolved.
Okay, so what you're speaking to then would be the part where during Reconstruction, they added amendments to the Constitution, which at least the 11 Southern states did not get a vote on.
No, I'm not talking about that at all. I don't care anything about the particular histories of anything. It's just that the provisions of it have been altered by law without the approval of the people by amendment. And let me name the one that sticks out in my mind the most. Paper money. Paper money is forbidden by the United States Constitution, and there's no amendment approving it. So it's dissolved, the whole damn thing on that one issue. I don't care about the rest of the history or not. You see, people think you have to dissolve the whole damn thing, every provision of it. And some people think you have to get rid of every vestige evidence that it ever existed at all before it to be dissolved. That's ridiculous. No,
right.
All you need is one provision altered by law without approval is dissolution of the government and the Constitution that created it.
Well, if it's dissolved without the permission of the people, then obviously it's not dissolved by law. It's dissolved by fiat, right? I mean, it's
well, it's dissolved, however you say it, because, see, let me put it this way. If they've lost their authority and they've dissolved the Constitution that created them, then it cannot apply to me or you.
Right.
So if it doesn't apply to you or me or them, who the hell does it apply to?
Well, okay. explain that. It's
now,
pretty,
now here's what I think you're
simple.
Saying. Here's what I think you're mm-hmm. saying. You like the Constitution. You like what it was and who created it and all of that. Mm-hmm. You like right. it. And if you like it, here's what you've got to do at this point. You've got to get the people together and to reauthorize it by the people. But the government, people in government, can't reauthorize it because they've already lost their authority. They can't act for you. You have to get together and create a whole new body to reenact that same Constitution, to put it in place again. So we're all starting at the equal place here.
Yeah, so I agree with what you're saying, except that the only thing is that I believe that you and I probably do not agree on the manner in which that needs to be done, because from the study of law itself, and I know you studied it too, the answer to our question really lies in, believe it or not, I mean, whether anybody wants to believe it or not, it lies in what happened during Reconstruction. We're still under Reconstruction. It has never gone away. And until we get rid of the Reconstruction, everything that happened under Reconstruction, and abolish it, and go back and start enforcing the original organic laws that the Constitution
right.
and all the written constitutions, right? I mean,
you're right. I don't agree with you that we have to go back. I don't agree with anybody that says we have to go back. I ain't going back.
No, we don't go back.
And nobody has to go back and fix up and repair and put a patch on.
No, because here's the actual situation, and I know this for a fact because I've read it. The truth is that what happened at Reconstruction was the legal beagles.
You've only got we're going to have to cut you short already because we've only got a few seconds left.
Okay,
thanks for calling, Ed, and we'll. We should talk about this some more on the air. You should call a little earlier, and we'll get into all that.
I will. I'll finish up on another call.
I appreciate it. All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a great one. Bye-bye.
Same to you. Okay. All right. Well, that was a sure pleasure today. Enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time, folks.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.